Taxi!
Yeah, mister. Where to?
Driver, take me to the RCA Victor recording studios on East 24th Street, please. Our destination for a quarter hour of music by Skitch Henderson and his orchestra, brought to you transcribed from New York for your listening pleasure by your local Air Force recruiter in cooperation with this radio station. Skitch Henderson and his orchestra appear on this program through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. And now, this is Airman Tom Wright saying welcome to Manhattan Melodies. Now we'll be speaking to our guest, Skitch Henderson, right after he and the orchestra open the Air Force show with a new little ditty called Minuet on the Rocks. Recording by Skitch Henderson and his orchestra, opening our show today, Minuet on the Rocks. And right now, on behalf of the Air Force, I should like to say welcome to the show, Skitch Henderson.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to talk to you again and be back. I feel that whenever I do anything with the Air Force, whether it be in radio or on the flight line, I feel I'm part of that mythical team again, because I spent many, many years in the Wild Blue, and I still occasionally charge around. Not too much, of course. I'm push the desk a little more right now.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something, Skitch. This opening number that we heard, Minuet on the Rocks, that's from a new album, isn't it?
Yes, it's an album called... We had an awful time trying to decide upon the title. We had last called it Pop Goes the Concert. Originally, we were going to call it Pops Goes the Concert, and then we thought that somebody might misinterpret what we meant, you know, that it was supposed to be music with humor. We did this with what we call an orquette, instead of, the traditional huge studio orchestra of 45 men that cost you a lot of money and you worry about the overtime. We did this with various combinations of small groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I used all the percussive instruments available and all types of pianistic instruments, such as that in the Minuet on the Rocks, we used a piano that sounds something like an old harpsichord.
Mm-hmm. I notice the intriguing titles that you put to the numbers.
The Minuet is the old traditional minuet that everybody, the Paderewski, that everybody practiced when... I hope they practiced, if they practiced on the piano at all. And actually, all the pieces in this album are based on classical literature that has great tradition that I love. I didn't certainly do it in any way to look down upon the material. It just furnished, I thought, something humorous for program music.
Well, may I suggest that we give a listen then to several more of these numbers, and I would like, as we go along, if you will, to sort of give the story behind these titles that
I'll try.
Have been applied. So what's next?
Actually, this selection is based upon the music of Tchaikovsky. When you talk about any concert, I think, any place in the world, one of the most important elements of that concert would be music of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. I have used three or four traditional Tchaikovsky themes in this album. And for want of better title, when you're talking about Romeo and Juliet, I thought that we would call this Wherefore Art Thou Tchaikovsky. So this is with the orchette once again.
Listening to the music today on the Air Force show of one Mr. Sketch Henderson, and he and the orchestra will return with more of the same in just a few moments. But first, word for you young men out there. If you're looking for a challenging position with a sky-high future, look into the United States Air Force Navigator Training. Yes, today's Space Age Air Force needs top flight navigators right now, which could be the biggest break that you've ever had. Just think, if you qualify for training, you'll receive the finest instruction in electronics, astronavigation, and engineering. And when you're through, you'll be in charge of directing the flight of our nation's fastest and deadliest aircraft. You'll be in for exciting new life, and you'll be highly respected wherever you go. So why not see your local Air Force recruiter about navigator training now? If you're between the ages of 19, 26 and a half, high school graduate, then the wings of an Air Force navigator could be in your future. Now back to our guest on the Air Force show, Sketch Henderson. Well, I think, Sketch, that we do have time for one more selection here on the show. So what do we sort of ride home to today?
Well, one of the most familiar pieces to anybody that ever practiced the violin is the Humoresque of Dvorak. So I used the theme, basically, of the Humoresque. We did some alterations in it, which I hope people that are brusque will forgive us. But we called it a humor-esque. So it's humor is humoresque.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said that right. I can never say it right. But anyway, it's the humoresque.
Thank you.
A new version of an old favorite, Humoresque, featuring once more Sketch Henderson, his piano, and his orchestra. And right now, on behalf of the Air Force and Sketch's old outfit, I'd like to say, Sketch, that this has been most enjoyable for us to have you on the show once more. And, of course, all of us here will be looking forward to more of your music and more of your fine words.
I'll be looking forward to talking to you again within the next few months, and I should sign off with my serial number. I suppose that's the correct way, but I want to tell you, I want to thank you and tell you it's been a pleasure any time to do anything in behalf of the Wild Blue Yonder or the Wild Blue Yonder that's on the ground where the work is done.
Thank you again, Sketch Henderson. Ben Manhattan Melodies presented transcribed from New York by your local Air Force recruiter in cooperation with this radio station. Sketch Henderson and his orchestra appeared in this program through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Manhattan Melodies was produced by the United States Air Force Recruiting Publicity Center for your local Air Force recruiter. Now, this is Airman Tom Wright inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another visit with one of America's top recording artists. And in the meantime, remember, today and tomorrow, you're better off in the United States Air Force.